toy town, really, with more art galleries than gas stations, more wine tasting rooms than hardware stores, lay there as inviting as a drunken prom queen, as Christmas loomed only 5 days away. Christmas was coming, and with Christmas this year would come the child. Both were vast and irresistible and miraculous. Pine Cove was expecting only one of the two. Which is not to say that the locals didn't get into the Christmas spirit. The 2 weeks before and after Christmas provided a welcome wave of cash into the town's coffers, tourist-starved since summer. Every waitress dusted off her Santa hat and clip-on reindeer antlers and checked to make sure that there were 4 good pens in her apron. Hotel clerks steeled themselves for the rage of last-minute overbookings, while housekeepers switched from their normal putrid baby powder air fresheners to a more festive putrid pine and cinnamon. Down at the Pine Cove Boutique, they put a holiday special sign on the hideous reindeer sweater and marked it up for the 10th consecutive year. The Elks, Moose, Masons, and VFWs, who were basically the same bunch of drunk old guys, planned furiously for their annual Christmas parade down Cypress Street, the theme of which this year would be Patriotism in the Bed of a Pickup, mainly because that had been the theme of their 4th of July parade.